Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, here is today's commentary.
Michael, when I got home last night, I found my Newsmax, my May edition 2022 Newsmax magazine. And the headline is Joe Biden's on the front page, Joe Biden's incredible shrinking presidency. And it goes on to say that 65% of the public thinks the country's going in the wrong direction. And 29% think it's going in the right direction. I suppose those are people who collect money from government. But if you stop and think about it, and the article goes on and just lists one thing after another that Biden is doing wrong, but also points out that that Kamala Harris is equally unpopular as Biden, and Nancy Pelosi, the third in line, is even more unpopular than Biden, which got me to thinking that other than Manchin and Christian Sinema, and they only occasionally disagree with Biden. Other than that, every Democrat in Washington agrees with all of the things that Biden is doing, and therefore they're willing to accept all of the mistakes that he's doing. And let's just kind of run through a few of the things that are just and this is where and these are the issues, by the way, that voters really care about. Border security is a huge issue, and the Democrats want open borders, and this thing coming up in May, where it's something with some law 42, which required the administration to hold people in Mexico because of COVID, that is set to expire if Biden wants it to expire.
Title 42.
And so he is going to let it expire. So and you got a lot of Democrats saying please don't do that, but they're not putting up much of a fight about it. And then you have the the energy problem that we have, where Biden systematically went about destroying our own energy independence, and you can go on and on and on. And now you have the Hunter Biden laptop issue, which is coming up. You now have the New York Post reports that during Biden's vice presidency, Hunter Biden showed up at the White House with his business partner something like, 15 to 20 times. And Biden has said over and over again he has had zero dealings with Hunter Biden and his partners. And what I said earlier is the Democrat Party is now through their media people allies, they are setting Biden up to remove him from office after the midterms. And but what they're going to do after that is to me the great mystery.
And that's today's commentary from Carmichael.